I jerk my head back, but end up laughing. Thanks. I'll keep it in mind. At least, he's still able to joke around. But when I start to help him to the stream, all the levity disappears. It's only 2 feet away. How hard can it be? Very hard when I realize he's unable to move an inch on his own. He's so weak that the best he can do is not to resist. I try to drag him, but despite the fact that I know he's doing all he can to keep quiet, sharp cries of pain escape him. The mud and plants seem to have imprisoned him, and I finally have to give a gigantic tug to break him from their clutches. He's still 2 feet from the water, lying there, teeth gritted, tears cutting trails in the dirt on his face. Look, Peeta, I'm going to roll you into the stream. It's very shallow here, okay? I say.
Excellent, he says.
I crouch down beside him. No matter what happens, I tell myself, don't stop until he's in the water. On three, I say. One, two, three. I can only manage one full roll before I have to stop because of the horrible sound he's making. Now he's on the edge of the stream. Maybe this is better anyway. Okay, change of plans. I'm not going to put you all the way in, I tell him. Besides, if I get him in, who knows if I'd ever be able to get him out.
No more rolling? He asks.
That's all done. Let's get you cleaned up. Keep an eye on the woods for me, okay? I say. It's hard to know where to start. He's so caked with mud and matted leaves, I can't even see his clothes. If he's wearing clothes. The thought makes me hesitate a moment, but then I plunge in. Naked bodies are no big deal in the arena, right? I've got 2 water bottles and Rue's water skin. I prop them against rocks in the stream so that 2 are always filling while I pour the 3rd over Peeta's body. It takes a while, but I finally get rid of enough mud to find his clothes. I gently unzip his jacket, unbutton his shirt, and ease them off him. His undershirt is so plastered into his wounds, I have to cut it away with my knife and drench him again to work it loose. He's badly bruised, with a long burn across his chest and 4 tracker-jacker stings, if you count the one under his ear. But I feel a bit better. This much I can fix. I decide to take care of his upper body first, to alleviate some pain, before I tackle whatever damage Cato did to his leg. Since treating his wounds seems pointless when he's lying in what's become a mud puddle, I manage to prop him up against a boulder. He sits there, uncomplaining, while I wash away all the traces of dirt from his hair and skin. His flesh is very pale in the sunlight, and he no longer looks strong and stocky. I have to dig the stingers out of his tracker-jacker lumps, which causes him to wince, but the minute I apply the leaves, he sighs in relief. While he dries in the sun, I wash his filthy shirt and jacket and spread them over boulders. Then I apply the burn cream to his chest. This is when I notice how hot his skin is becoming. The layer of mud and the bottles of water have disguised the fact that he's burning with fever. I dig through the first aid kit I got from the boy from District 1 and find pills that reduce your temperature. My mother actually breaks down and buys these on occasion when her home remedies fail. Swallow these, I tell him, and he obediently takes the medicine. You must be hungry.
Not really. It's funny. I haven't been hungry for days, says Peeta.
In fact, when I offer him Grusling, he wrinkles his nose at it and turns away. That's when I know how sick he is. Peeta, we need to get some food in you, I insist.
It'll just come right back up, he says.
The best I can do is to get him to eat a few bits of dried apple.
Thanks. I'm much better, really. Can I sleep now, Katniss?
He asks. Soon, I promise. I need to look at your leg first. Trying to be as gentle as I can, I remove his boots, his socks, and then very slowly inch his pants off of him. I can see the tear Cato's sword made in the fabric over his thigh, but it in no way prepares me for what lies underneath. The deep inflamed gash, oozing both blood and pus, the swelling of the leg, and worst of all, the smell of festering flesh.